The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, you're about to listen to a room full of crybabies here.
Can I tell you, I've been working on not...
He hasn't cried hardly since I've been here.
I'm really holding it together.
Why don't we just laugh?
There goes Aaron again. Here's the
idiot.
There's a Reddit thread going around about adults getting wrecked on Disney movies.
Right. Yeah.
And I think we want to hear, like, let's take calls from people who got wrecked on any movie. Like, what's your, and do you do it?
Intentionally?
Yes. Because every once in a while, you know when you're, when you don't want to cry at work, right? I mean, with all Aaroning aside.
Right. I've cried plenty of times at work.
Have you really?
I'm not really in a place in this moment to cry.
Since you started here, you've been crying?
No.
Okay.
No, I've never cried here.
Yeah, when she takes those extended potty breaks, she's just...
What the heck are you doing in there?
They're not extended.
She's a fast crier and peer.
Yeah.
Have you ever peed and cried at the same time?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
A mental breakdown gets me, and you don't know what's coming.
Possible.
Definitely.
It's like you got to drink a lot of water.
How
that.
Many fluids have you had coming out of you at the same time? Could you barf, pee, and cry? Yes. What's the maximum number?
No, you can't cry and barf.
Yeah, you can. Yeah,
I guess you can.
You can.
I'm living proof. I've been with Aaron on an opening day.
Oh,
and
you
can definitely barf and cry.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see any pee, but I bet you could do it.
Right.
She's trifected it. Anyway, so
it's disgusting.
It's
by the
triple
way,
crown.
Yes.
Horrific.
So you guys, like, before we decided to go on the air with this, Erica and Aaron suddenly got down this thing about Phil Collins. Is this related to crying? Did you cry at whatever this movie is?
Tarzan.
What do you mean, whatever this movie
is?
Yeah.
Do you want to leave?
I will absolutely leave, but I thought Phil Collins went through a Disney phase and did more than just Tarzan.
I don't think so.
I think he was on other soundtracks.
I don't remember.
I mean, I know Elton did the theme song for
Lion King.
He did a couple of Lion King, I think.
But I think Phil Collins had...
He did Brother Bear as well.
Oh, wow.
That was a good one.
Okay. But are you adding Tarzan to your list of movies that wreck you?
For sure. Haven't watched it in like 20 years, but yeah.
I specifically remember I watched it like 10 years ago and I started crying when I don't remember, Jane? When she left.
Yep. That's exactly the scene that was sitting in my head.
Yeah. We watch a lot of Tarzan at the house.
And do you cry?
I get a little misty-eyed. The older Disney movies are a little more intense because there's like the opening scene, spoiler alert for the 30-year-old movie. There's a scene where like in the very beginning where the jaguar comes and eats the parents. And like you don't really see it, but you...
Oh, they didn't just abandon him or like lose him?
No, he's with them and then they get attacked and he survives. But
that's like in the first
5 minutes of the movie.
Disney went through a real dark phase where like everybody had a dead parent.
Did we need to hold their hand and ask if they were okay?
Right.
Because
there's
a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, Nemo.
Bambi.
Yeah. Bambi.
Yeah.
There's the presumption that Andy's dad is toast in Toy Story.
Because you never see him.
You've never thought about, where's Andy's dad? They're not divorced. And why would Andy be playing with an old toy like that? That was his dad's toy. Woody is definitely his dead dad's toy.
Okay. Cool.
I will cry in every Toy Story as well.
Every.
Well, okay.
Maybe not with Forky.
No, every.
Forky makes it a little difficult to cry.
Yeah. Maybe not four. 1, 2, 3, yes.
Is 3 the garbage one?
Yes.
3, you start crying 3/4 of the way in and you don't stop until the credits are off.
Yeah.
Like, and everyone's left the theater.
Which one's Woody's Roundup? 2?
2.
That's my favorite song.
Which one?
Woody's Roundup.
Okay.
Come on and join the fun.
I work out to it.
No, I will randomly sing it at some point. But yeah, are emotional.
Yeah.
For sure. All right. We're going to keep going, but like we want you to call in. You don't have to be crying when you call, but we want to hear, and it doesn't have to be a Disney movie, but like what is a movie that wrecks you? 303-222-5423. You can call or you can text.
You know. Oh, go ahead, T-Hack.
No.
Well, I've played a bad joke on Erin before where I've shown her a movie that she didn't.
I don't remember why you were showing
her.
No, it wasn't a joke. You were telling me because I couldn't remember the scene where he's in Air Bud where he's just yelling.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
He's looking for him and he's leaving out the pudding cups.
No, well, that is the movie. I mean, you're right on.
I have no idea what movie you're even talking
about. Air Bud.
Air Bud, yeah. It's when he's trying to get the dog. He rescues him from the bad guy, but he knows he's not his dog. So he's trying to get him, just go, like, leave me alone, just go.
Oh,
and the dog's like, oh, let's play. You saved me, you're here. And he's crying, he's like, go, just go. And he finally throws the ball so that the dog will run, and then he sprints the other direction.
I cried so hard.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I didn't think I was in the mood to cry, and now I think because I'm a new dog owner.
Aww.
Can you imagine just
get out of here. I don't love you anymore.
Does he say that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Even though he does.
He's trying to do the right thing.
Where is he trying to get the dog to go to again?
Just away.
Away,
away.
He's like,
you're not mine, but you don't belong to the bad guy either. Mm-hmm. So just, I saved you, now go. And the dog won't go because he's a dog. He loves him. Very sad.
Well, who are the real owners of Air Bud?
I don't remember.
He's the clown. The bad.
The clown. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I forgot about that.
He is
that.
A bad guy?
Wow. He is a bad guy. So,
he does get to keep the dog in the
end?
He
hits him with the newspaper and stuff.
Yeah, he's a mean, mean man.
Mm-hmm.
So, spoiler alert, he does get to keep Air Bud.
Yeah. And spoiler alert, Air Bud went and he lettered in like a bunch of sports. He plays other sports, not just basketball.
So good. I'm going to do it Inside Out.
That's one that I haven't seen because
I will be a
mess. Yep.
It destroyed me. I think I was sobbing on an airplane.
Right? With all the quiet stuff. When his wife dies.
That's up.
What movie are you talking about?
The
Inside
emotions.
Out with all the emotions. And then there's like Bing Bong. Is that his name?
Bing Bong. Yes. Oh, God.
Yes.
Bing Bong. Yes. Oh my God! It all just came back to me.
I know.
Oh,
and it's
God.
So
Bing
sad.
Bong is exactly like Air Bud.
Yes.
It's the like.
I'm gonna do the right thing.
Try one more time, and then oh God, he jumps off.
Mm-hmm.
And he's happy as he's falling, and he's so happy for Riley.
I did the right thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't watch that.
No,
one.
I don't. I don't recommend it. Honestly, it's an amazing movie. But
my God. Mm-hmm. And then all the undertones of like the teenage girl going through stuff. And if you like have a daughter, you're just
two.
Yeah. Have you guys seen the second one?
No, but even in the first one, she's a teenager because she's just kind of moody and like doesn't have any friends. Like she's all, moody from the
move. And then the second one is like the hockey camp.
Yeah, then it's just like full on.
Is it like Monkey Island or whatever where they're playing?
Yes, the play.
And that goes away.
When
she doesn't want to be silly
crumbles.
Anymore. Yeah.
Dude.
But Bing Bong? Correct.
Bing Bong. I will
when
never recover.
When you said Bing Bong, I don't know if you get, like the flood that came over me. Oh my God.
We have it on video, actually.
Yeah.
It'll be going on the internet.
No, it won't. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
There's another one. I believe it's Disney as well, where there's like two brothers and they do like a magic spell and then one of them turns and they like try to bring back their dad.
What?
And he like turns, they only get like half of him. And so it's just like a pair of pants walking around. Which I know sounds funny, but it's
Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
No,
is that different?
I would probably cry in that one too. Okay,
yeah. There's some sad moments in that.
Blake but that's Lively. Another one I haven't been able to watch.
I think this is some weird Pornhub thing.
No, it's Onward.
Is it Onward? Okay.
That's what it is.
Oh, I walked away and let my kids watch that one by themselves. I never finished it.
Mm.
Okay.
All right.
He is pants.
Yeah, I told you.
He's just pants.
Because they try to bring the dad back to life, but they only get halfway done, so he's just pants.
Okay, I'm going to go get a good cry in about...
Bing Bong.
If you've... and again, it doesn't have to be a Disney movie. I'm not even going to talk about it, but just if you've ever seen Life as a House, if you haven't watched it, watch it.
No.
You have to watch it. It's a cancer movie.
Oh, gosh.
And you will lose it. Mm. Anyway... what is the movie that wrecks you? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, so we're, are we going to cry?
I don't know. I didn't think I was going to cry, and then suddenly I thought I was going to cry.
Bing Bong?
I know.
That hits so hard. Are you going to go home? Can I just ask? Like, we're taking the movies that made you cry, the movies that wreck you.
Mm-hmm.
Will you go home and do this? We didn't even get to that part. Do you do it on purpose sometimes?
Watch a movie that will make me cry?
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm definitely not doing it tonight because I'm actually getting a spray tan later. And if you cry with a spray tan, you end up with streaks.
Please.
I'm dead serious.
I will pay for your touch up if you will just I want one of those Instagram cry videos of you just having orange streaks running down your face.
Well, they're not orange because the point of a spray tan is definitely not to be orange, but okay.
Oh my God, this is my best day ever. All right. Alex?
Yay.
What's the movie that wrecks you?
All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Oh, wow. I haven't seen that in a long
time. Oh my God, Aaron's already losing.
No, I don't think I've ever seen it.
Oh, you just have glasses.
That was just panic.
Did you just smoke some weed or something? Why are your eyes all glassy? Okay, do dogs die? Obviously, they must.
Where do they go?
It is animated.
All right, I just mansplained.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, that one's... All right, thank you. Rob.
Yai.
What's the movie that wrecks you?
Well, when you think of Sixth Sense, what do you think of? What line?
I see dead people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, there's another scene in the movie where the mom is in the car with him, and she says, "Honey, you know, he tells her, "I see dead people," and she says, "Honey, we're going to get you help. It's okay." And he says, "No, Mom. Listen, you go to Grandma's grave every year and you ask her a question. Well, she has a message for you every day." And the mom starts crying, and he says, "Mom, what do you ask Grandma?" And he says, "Do I make you proud?"
Yes.
And in that 1 second, she realizes four things. One, her son isn't crazy.
Yes.
Two, there's an afterlife.
Yes.
Three, that the grandma is actually looking over them.
Because he says something like every day, right?
That's what, yeah.
Do I make you proud? Every day.
Every day.
Yeah. This is the graveside. He's not there.
Oh, I forget. Colette or Toni Collette or whatever her name is, the actress.
Mm-hmm.
She murdered that scene. Because she is...
I don't remember this scene at all.
They're in the car and he just saw like a person.
Wow.
Oh my God, she...
You have goosebumps.
Completely. Rob, you just described... You're right. She went through each one of those things. It was like, oh my God. And her face registered each one of those things.
Right.
You will bawl.
Wouldn't it be nice to have that kind of an experience?
Oh my God, that's such a good scene.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go cry tonight.
Oh, okay.
I might go tan.
Okay, so you're not getting a spray tan.
I'm going to go tan.
I am getting a spray tan. I cannot cry.
You can't. No, it will be such a good
Sucker, I am in a wedding this weekend. I can't have like tear stains.
I I'm opposed to social media crying.
This is the one time.
Unless it's funny. Chris.
Yay.
What's the movie that wrecks you?
Steel Magnolias.
Oh,
I haven't seen
it. Oh my God. And you haven't either, Aaron?
No, I'm sorry.
It's like the original. What's the movie that makes everybody cry now? It's not now. Beaches? Is that what it's called?
I've never heard of it.
No, it's the one with did you ever know that you're my hero with Bette Midler, you're the wind beneath my wings? Every generation has one.
I know Bette Midler from like Halloween Town or something.
Okay, so every generation had a movie where there was like a cancer thing.
A Walk to Remember?
Like
with
that.
Mandy
or
Moore?
What's the movie with the Fault in Our Stars?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So the original one, like my parents' generation, is like the Gale Sayers thing or something. It's like about a football guy. Then it was Steel Magnolias with like Dolly Parton. Is she in it?
Yes.
Oh.
Julia Roberts is the one that has the problem with diabetes.
Oh, wow. And it's just like
they say don't get pregnant. She does, and she ends up dying. It's terrible.
You guys.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. You will wash an entire tan off with this movie.
I'm not watching any of this tonight.
Your entire body. It's so... You guys don't know Beaches either?
No.
No, unfamiliar.
Wind Beneath My Wings song?
Yeah, no.
Of course. Oh.
Okay. Yikes. Thank you, Chris. Let's cry together. Juliet.
Yes.
Yay. What's your movie that wrecks you?
I've got two. One, I've got the movie, and I've got the reason why Walt Disney killed off mothers. So, Fox and the Hound, they were best friends growing up, and then they
Good night, Copper. Good night, Todd. Right? Ugh.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm a fox. I'm a hound. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's so good. I love that one.
I've never seen it.
Walt Disney bought a house for his mom, and something went wrong with the furnace, and she ended up kerosene in the house, and he always felt so he started killing off all the moms in his shows.
Oh my god!
That's really why he killed everybody?
The moms.
Yeah.
Or parents,
that's
whatever.
Sickening, but okay.
Wow.
That's the weirdest trivia fact.
I don't like it.
In the middle of this.
I'm gonna cry.
All right. Thank you. Mason?
Yeah.
What is the movie that wrecks you?
I Am Sam. Sean Penn.
With who?
Sean Penn.
Oh, is that about a guy with a disability? Like,
yes.
Oh, wow.
It's vaguely familiar. And...
is Dakota Johnson the daughter in this? I mean, Dakota Fanning. Dakota
Fanning. It got all hot in here.
Dakota Fanning.
Now yeah. I'm not crying.
Okay.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.